This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, home of the world champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes out, as always, to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along. You can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're also on Gab. We're also on Parler as at the Captain's America, and we're on Twitter at Captain's America, capitalize the word America. And don't forget, you can always check out our website too, the Captain's America thirdwatch.com. And joining us right now to start out hour number four of the program, the man, the myth, the legend from the frozen tundra, it's Ron Edwards.
We never treated President Bush the way they treat President Obama. It's no use whining about it. We just have to get people out to vote.
Boy, do we.
Good morning.
I thought I'd greet you with the godmother.
Yeah, I thought you were going to try to chase me away, huh?
No, that should motivate you when you hear her. All right, are you ready to say the pledge?
Yes.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we do emphasize the two words under God because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, you know, amidst all the sexual accusations, New York Governor Cuomo now has impeachment charges about to be brought upon him, supported by 47 members of the New York State Legislature. They need 76 votes to vote him out. They have 47 so far. The way the mood of the state is changing, with the politicians included, he's in big, big, big trouble. And the time has come. That's what the leader of the Republican Assembly said. The time has come.
The time has come, but unfortunately, if they impeach him now, he's not going to pay for much worse atrocities, in my opinion, such as the 20,000. I know the Dragon Media says about 15,000, but I think it's more like 20,000 nursing home deaths. So kind of like a criminal bait and switch, the way they had to do with Al Capone. They knew he murdered people, but he only got in trouble and stayed in prison for tax evasion. And this reminds me of that. We know that Governor Cuomo has done a lot worse than say inappropriate things to a few women. I think he touched one on her cheeks. And this is what they're focusing America on, the situation with, these women, instead of really going after him on the, in my opinion, much worse situation.
The New York Attorney General, Letitia James, who does not get along with the governor, she has no use for him, has named June H. Kim, the former acting U.S. attorney for the Southern District of New York, and Ann L. Clark, an employment discrimination attorney, as the lead attorneys for the criminal investigation being conducted by the New York Attorney General's Office. These two attorneys are hardcore charging people that have gone after politicians before and nailed them to the wall. So this could be a sign of things to come.
Well, hopefully, because in order for them to be nailed to the wall, they've got to go after him for the real egregious
That's what they're there for. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. All right.
Now we'll see what happens, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We sure will see.
Okay. Now, yeah. I got something I got to do here because I've been doing this to everybody that's come on the program this morning. So I want you to listen to something here and then tell me what you think. Here we go.
Thank you both, and I want to thank the former general. I keep calling him general, but the guy who runs that outfit over there. I want to make sure we thank the secretary for all he's done to try to implement what we just talked about.
That was Joe Biden. Did you notice anything?
Yeah. Well, he doesn't sound right. In my opinion, he's not, maybe three quarters there.
What did he just eliminate? What did he not say? I want to thank that guy, the general, the guy that runs that outfit over there. That outfit over there? We're talking about the Pentagon, the Defense Department, that
his
outfit
name,
over there. He forgot General, of all things, he forgot General Lloyd Austin's name, the guy that he appointed to be the Secretary of Defense. It's a wonder that he remembered the two female generals that got promoted to four-star that were standing right behind him.
Yeah, he's in a bad way. And I think they're prompting or prepping, what's her name, Kamala Harris.
They are.
To step in. And, in fact, I couldn't stomach it, Captain. I saw a speech she was giving, I think it was yesterday. And after about 30 seconds, I had to keep moving. Mm-hmm. I can't handle that woman. I really can't.
Mm-hmm. Well, we know that, it is what it is, and elections have consequences, and it doesn't matter how they got to where they're at. They're in, we're out. And, oh, by the way, let's not forget, yesterday, the Supreme Court of the United States rejected the last of President Trump's election appeals cases. It's officially over. That's it. Case closed. No more to be said about. All right, we gotta go. We'll come right back. And we'll pursue that a little bit when we come back, but that's the way it is. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
If you've been following the markets, then you know how huge the automation markets are becoming. Robotics, autonomous cars, and enterprise automation services are revolutionizing entire industries. The bottom line is that automation is powering the future. And you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free subscription to Avid Biotech Stock Trends when you text the word trend to 48542. We've identified a cutting-edge company that's leading the industry in creating the next generation of robotics and automation. Get this cutting-edge intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device when you text the word TREND to 48542. Get ahead of the curve on robotics and automation industry leaders with your free research from Biotech Stock Trends. Text the word TREND to 48542. Text TREND to 48542. Text the word TREND to 48542.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If it is wrong for a person born a man to break a woman's skull, why is a male who chooses to call himself female now celebrated for cracking a woman's noggin? Hello, I'm Ron Edwards on today's page from the Edwards Notebook. Recently, male mixed martial arts fighter Fallon Fox, who now calls himself a woman, was allowed to fight a born female opponent. The transgender Fallon Fox literally cracked his female opponent's skull after physically dominating her from the start of the match. This gross idea of allowing those born male who don't fare well competing against other males to compete against those born female is, in my opinion, another form of abusing females. I know many America I Am Woman Hear Me Roar types will tell you they can do anything a man can do or even better. But the laws of physicality reveals the truth regarding such matters. There is an old saying, beware of what you ask for because you might just get it. In the fight to prove to the world that women are equal to men, women didn't realize they already were equal, but just different. So now, in this age of warped equality, a man can crack a woman's skull with no consequences. I'm Ron Edwards. Check out the RonEdwards.com.
All righty, and that's Ron Edwards, and that's his Edwards Notebook. In the meantime, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Moss Acura. Now, if you love the feel of a high-end SUV, love Moss Acura, the powertrain and technology of the Acura lineup is better than ever, and the flagship MDX Sport Utility has had a complete refresh that's made this great SUV far and away the leader in its class. Now, the MDX has more new rigid bodies, a double already with a double wishbone suspension, and it comes with a 345-horsepower engine, too, plus some amazing creature comforts like the quilted leather seats and front seat massagers. Wow, does that feel good? included. And by the way, Moss Acura, spelled M-A-U-S, offers home and office pickup and delivery. Their lease programs are some of the best of the industry. And your Moss Acura comes with Moss Care for free oil changes and tire rotations for life. They also honor those who have served our country with a You Serve, You Save program for active duty military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors. They're located on North Florida Avenue, right next door to the Nissan dealership at mossacura.com. That's M-A-U-S Acura.com. Check them out on the web. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. That's going to save you a bunch of money along the way. All right, back to Ron Edwards. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, sir.
All right. We were talking about the border, and we were talking about the governor of New York and the mess that he's got going on there. But let's kind of change gears a little bit here. What's the price of gasoline up there by you?
Oh, man. It's the premium. It's over $3 now, $3 a gallon.
Okay.
$3.50.
Okay. Well, the Houthis are playing catch with missiles and drones, and they seem to be sending them into Saudi Arabia. This is the third day, second drone attack. Only this one here that happened during the course of late last night, our time, they took down the drone before it got to its target. So that's good, you know, one for the good guys in Saudi Arabia.
Yeah.
But this, of course, every time this happens, up goes the price of oil.
Yeah, well, this would not be the case if the election had gone a certain way in this country, because our production would still be up.
Mm-hmm.
We'd still be watching the Keystone Pipeline being constructed. Federal lands would not have been cut off.
Yep.
Texas would be just booming with production and things of that nature. So the fracking would be going on big time, even on federal lands. And so you would not have seen such a dramatic rise in gasoline prices in this country. But it is what it is now because of the big changes that have occurred. And here we are.
The fundamental transformation of America on steroids.
Yes. Yes, indeed.
Mm-hmm. And we knew it was coming because
it was totally avoidable.
Yep. That's true. Absolutely true. Now, when might people receive their $1,400 stimulus check, I ask?
Well, that's a good question. Whenever the Democrats decide, or if it will ever happen, that's the case. But I'm going to tell you something, Captain. I'm going to go out on a limb here. That, in my opinion, it would be much better. People would be much better off and more happy if things had not gone the way they've gone election-wise, and if the economy were allowed to get back to growth, economic growth. All of the great measures from the past president, Donald Trump, have been erased. And so thus you're going to continue to see a slowdown in our U.S. economy. And our relationships with trading partners and things of that nature are also going to be inhibited because of the policies of whoever is running things under this current regime. And it's going to continue to ill affect our economy. And I understand people want a quick check. The Democrats promised, well, $2,000, and if you just vote for us.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, that amount has been reduced to $1,400 or whatever, if they ever get it. The thing is, $1,400 is gone in no time. But a continuously growing economy with opportunities for more jobs and the ability of people to open and grow their businesses, that's the big focus that should be going on right now.
Well, here's what's going on. The Senate passed the stimulus. The House takes it up today. The House will probably pass it today. It will be over in Joe Biden's desk no later than tomorrow. He'll sign it probably tomorrow sometime, make a big to-do about it. And then
you're right by then.
Yeah, and then the checks will be issued, according to Joe Biden, out of his office yesterday, no later than the end of March. People will have that $1,400 in their hands. That's what his words are, not mine. Now,
and it's going to be very interesting, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Once they get their checks, then what's next? And as they continue to beat down the economy.
Well, here's the thing. It's all contingent on us. Every one of us is listening to this program, because all all elections, all politics starts locally. And yeah, people have to understand. People have to understand. You can't go after the head of the snake right now because the snake isn't available until 2024. So what you have to do is you have to go after the smaller fish that are up for re-election this year, which are the town officials, the city officials, maybe a few state officials, and try to make some changes there right off the bat. Now, believe it or not, yesterday in Georgia, of all places, there was some election reform that passed, and I almost fell over. The Georgia Senate passed a bill to stop the no-excuse absentee ballot, which was designed specifically at Stacey Abrams.
Yeah, and she needs to be really slowed down. She needs that, whatever. They narrowly, in fact, passed a Republican-backed bill that ends no-excuse absentee voting. The deadline that the bills generally pass out of the chamber to remain alive for the session. It was right at the deadline. Senate Bill 241, as you said, it limits absentee voting to people 65 and older, and those with physical disabilities.
And we can do
make it to the polls.
And we can do all of this if we start right now, right here today at the local level and work our way up, because we got the local elections this year, then we've got the midterm elections next year, and then we got local elections the following year, and then the presidential election. Now let me try to slip one caller in here. Okay, Mel, what's your question for Ron Edwards?
Well, the question is more or less a statement there.
Question, please, because we don't have a lot of time.
All right, here's the question. Would you not agree that those criminals in D.C. are only going to realize that they realize what they're doing to us when they're looking down the business over here?
All right, thank you. Ron, you got 30 seconds, and we're out of time, so go ahead.
I heard something about the business end of a heater.
How long is it going to take for us because we realize what they're doing. How long is it going to take for them to realize that we realize?
Well, as soon as we really get serious, get organized, and get active, because you've got a short-term battle, but you really have a long-term battle in the fundamental transformation.
You know something? We've got all kinds of groups down here in Florida that are very active, very involved, and I can't believe the rest of the... If you want to find out how to do something, folks, just look at Florida.
Yeah, and what I like is the two-pronged approach that you guys are taking here. Long-term strategy and short-term.
Yep. Okay, well, we will talk to you on Thursday. Thank you very much. And I'll tell you what, I can't wait to talk Thursday because we're gonna have a lot of stuff to talk about again.
Sure will.
All right. Thank you very much. That's Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And go over to theronedwards.com, the website. And I'm coming right back with Amanda Mackey, GOP attorney, consultant, extraordinaire. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
On Wednesday, the U.S. House of Representatives will take up the Senate version of the $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief package. Now that it has passed the Senate, it must be approved again by the House before it can make its way to Biden's desk and sign into law. Mexican migration officials on Sunday reportedly shut down a border camp for Central American migrants, sending most of the 800 residents to the United States, regardless of COVID-19 infection status. As of Saturday, 185 of the 1,500 migrants tested positive for the coronavirus at the Brownsville Central Bus Station in Texas. President Joe Biden was sued by 12 states over a climate change-related executive order, saying it has the potential to severely affect states' economies. State attorney generals from Arkansas, Arizona, Indiana, Kansas, Montana, Nebraska, Ohio, Oklahoma, South Carolina, Tennessee, and Utah joined a lawsuit filed by Missouri Attorney General Eric Schmidt. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. And welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. This portion of the program brought to you by my friends over at Two Guys Gun Shows. I'll be up in Brooksville this weekend because Two Guys Gun Shows is coming to the Hernando County Fairground this weekend on March the 13th and 14th. Now, they'll be there Saturday the 13th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. The concealed carry class starts at 2 p.m. if you want to get involved in it. And on Sunday, they'll be there from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. And the concealed carry class on Sunday starts at 12:30 p.m. Now, at the Two Guys Gun Shows, you'll find one of the largest, most modern, up-to-date gun and tactical equipment collections, as well as private collections, too. You'll find military surplus. You'll find camping gear. You'll find fishing gear, bows and arrows. You might find pup tents there that you didn't know you needed to have, and all of a sudden you got one, and your kid's happy out in the backyard. So take a look at what they got. TwoGuysShows.com is a website, TwoGuysShows.com. And in the meantime, Saturday and Sunday, Hernando County Fairgrounds. I'll be there Saturday from 9 to 2. I'll be there till 2 p.m. So stop by, say howdy, howdy. Be happy to see you at the Two Guys Gun Show at the Hernando County Fairgrounds. All right. Joining us right now, we have Amanda Mackey. Good morning.
Good morning.
And you happen to be an attorney, and you happen to be an advisor and have worked with the Republican Party. You were out there in Wisconsin when they were counting the ballots and the challenges and this, that, and the other, right?
Yes, that's right.
And yesterday, two things happened in the Supreme Court. Number one, the Supreme Court yesterday said, it's over. The U.S. Supreme Court rejected the last of Trump's election appeals, so too bad, so sad, it's done, it's over, we can cry about it later, but that's the end of the legal game.
Yeah, they did, and You know, I think for President Trump, he was obviously, you know, someone who thought that at least even if things move on, that justice, in his view, would still be bringing their case before the highest court of the land. And the highest court of the land said, nope, we're not interested.
Nope.
And the hard part, as you mentioned, you know, having worked in Wisconsin as a Trump attorney, was the fact that, you know, there were laws that were not followed. And my view on this is the laws weren't followed because of COVID. They basically were able to make COVID an alibi for everything. Mm-hmm. And we don't, well, yes, you technically need to have submitted an application before you get a mail-in ballot. But, you know, because of COVID, well, we're just not going to worry about that this year. Well, then those ballots shouldn't have counted. And those are the types of claims that President Trump could have brought to at least have the right to talk about why these states didn't enforce their own laws, or the state of Pennsylvania, the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, I should say, that basically decided, yes, technically on the laws for over 200 years has been, for nearly 200 years has been, that the elections will take place on the first Tuesday after the first Monday in November. Mm-hmm. But in Pennsylvania, we will allow that to go till Friday, because why not? Now, that's not mail-in ballots that were postmarked by Tuesday, November 3rd, whenever we received them. That was, they don't have to be postmarked, even at all.
Yeah.
So long as we get them by Friday. Well, that's changing a law.
Yeah.
And who changed the law? Not lawmakers, judges.
Now, the Georgia Senate yesterday passed a bill to stop the no-excuse absentee voting. They did it with no time to spare because they had till yesterday to get this done. This is directly going after Stacey Abrams and what she was doing in Georgia.
Well, that's the thing, that states need to do these types of measures because people have lost confidence. Look, Georgia Republicans should have won that state. Absolutely. We lost the Senate in Georgia. We had not lost a runoff in Georgia in over 30 years, since before 1992. So what happened was terrible for the Republicans, because 500,000 Republicans believed for a variety of things. But by and large, they believed that their vote would not count.
Yep.
And if their vote doesn't count, they weren't going to go vote. We lost by less, significantly less than 500,000 votes. We could have won both those races. Had we won both those races, we would now have a Senate that was actually 52-48 in the Republican favor, and Chuck Schumer would not be the majority leader.
Well, let's talk about something positive, Belle, to the Supreme Court, because there's been a lot of negatives. And yesterday, the Georgia Gwinnett College, who had tried to shut down the speech of a Christian student, lost their case in the Supreme Court. And I almost fell over when I saw this one. To its credit, the very limited credit, the Supreme Court did the right thing in a free speech case.
It was amazing, 8-1, except for the Chief Justice, Robert.
They
all sided with a Christian student who was basically pushed around, and he was given different places where he could talk on campus freely about his religion, and then they kept changing that up, too. What I didn't and cannot understand is that why, based on Chief Justice Roberts' decision, his dissent, I think this was his first dissent, why it mattered that he was no longer a student. That's irrelevant. I guess for standing purposes, he would say that. But to me, when you look at this, this is an important issue that is going to face certainly other college students. So it is a ripe case to bring, and a ripe case to discuss why students should have the right under the First Amendment to be able to give speech on campuses. And this is a great decision. Very, very proud moment.
Now, one of the things that happened in Georgia, because I want to go back to Georgia for a minute, because somebody just fired something off at me here. The Democrats were running. They advertised on it. It was in the papers. It was on television, the whole nine yards. If you elect us, you'll get $2,000. We're going to give you $2,000. And that was the battle cry for the Democrats, and people bought that hook, line, and sinker.
Right. Well, clearly that didn't happen. I mean, because right now what the Senate passed had $1,400. This was all about creating a rift with the Republican Party. Anything that they could do to demonstrate that Republicans don't want, especially when you had the two senators who were running, Kelly Loeffler and Perdue, both being very, very, you know, successful and very wealthy, they created this narrative. They were able to say the Democrats, the Republicans really don't care about you. Mm-hmm. They think it, they think even 2,000 is too much for you. Yeah. So they were able to create this rift in the Republicans between Trump and then the Republicans that had voted already. Mm-hmm. And, they saw an opening and they succeeded. Look, every Stacey Abrams move they pulled, they succeeded. And you just watch, they're going to use her playbook, in every battleground state in 2022, because this is what they believe is going to help them win and continue to win. 2022 should be a successful year for Republicans. It usually is for the party not in the White House.
Mm-hmm.
I'll look at 1994, 28 years ago. That is a perfect example of the Republicans.
But we had the contract with America, remember?
Exactly.
Think we need another one.
And you know what the first thing should be in the contract of with America? It should be election integrity,
yes,
and reform,
ma'am,
of the system.
Mm-hmm.
You do that. Look, 75% of Republicans believe the elections were not free and fair. Another 40% of independents.
Mm-hmm.
These elections are won not with Republicans and Democrats. They're won with independents. And that 40% of independents believe the same thing.
Yep.
So the only way to make sure that, one, we don't have Republicans stay at home because they're terrified that their vote won't count, is to make sure that we have election integrity reforms in place. And the first thing we do is we say, enough this mail-in balloting, expansion of mail-in voting. You know, some states do it and they do it well. Florida's a great example. There are other states that obviously the mail-in, voting, they have used things like ballot harvesting. Let me give you an example of ballot harvesting and why this is dangerous. In 2018.
All right, hold that thought. We're going to break, and we'll talk about that on the other side of the break because I want to get this in. This is important about ballot harvesting. All right, folks, I'm talking to Amanda Mackey. Amanda Mackey, of course, was a GOP congressional candidate in the 13th District, and she is an attorney, and she does advise the Republican Party. And we will be right back with more right after these messages. Don't go nowhere, no how.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, and there's my uptown girl from Jersey who found her way down to Georgia, Carrollton, Georgia, to be specific. Donna Fiducia, she and her husband run the Double D Ranch there in Carrollton where they have horses and they teach horseback riding and whatnot there, equestrian, western, and all that stuff. And they're just up the road a tad bit from the big old Fort Benning, Georgia base and a big hooah out there to everybody at Fort Benning, Georgia. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Yep, Dominic's Blinds and Decor, located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh down there in Sarasota. And all their blind shades and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And remember, Dominic's, unlike the big box stores, will offer installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. So you can stop by and see Jill and the gang in a store or give them a call at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service. Now, remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Their phone number again, 941-922-2345. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. All right, back to Amanda Mackey, and good morning again.
Good morning.
Now, you were in the middle of something, and we had to go to break, so please continue.
Well, I was talking about the ballot harvesting issue, and this is something that is rampant in the state of California. And what ballot harvesting, in essence, does is it allows you to go, a third party, to go from house to house, apartment to apartment,
and collect people's ballots with no chain of custody and take them to whether they're drop-off locations, which is something else that we need to talk about, or the place of election, the board of elections, and drop off ballots. Well, what happens with those ballots if someone's picking them up in front of a house that has a Trump flag or a flag of whatever sort that maybe the person who is picking up the ballot doesn't agree with? There is no chain of custody. We have no idea what happens with that ballot. But the state of California in 2018 allowed for that. And a congresswoman, now a congresswoman, but she was a candidate in 2018, named Young Kim, out of Orange County, California. She was up 14 points on election night, okay? Within 1 week, when provisional ballots were cast, that's another issue we need to talk about, when provisional ballots were counted, and when ballot harvesting was fully realized, she lost by 3 points. How did that happen? She ended up losing the election that year to Gil Cisneros, who became the congressman, and then she came back to win it fair and square in 2020, so she is now serving in Congress. But the point is that when you have this trickery happening, when you have people who can change ballots, and by the way, this is a more conservative part, believe it or not, of California. These are the types of things that we have to eliminate. But look at H.R. 1. The bill that the Democrats have proposed that would do election reform, and just see what they've done with ballot harvesting, provisional ballots, reducing the age of when you can apply for a ballot, despite the fact that when they tried to push in Congress last week in the House a bill to reduce the age for voting from 18 to 16, 93 Democrats voted against their own party, probably because they knew they're in conservative or moderate districts that would never tolerate this garbage.
We have a question.
We don't trust kids to drink beer at 16. Why are we trusting them to make decisions on who the leaders of our country are going to be?
I agree. We have a question from American Seminole. It's a question off the internet. He says, "How, if you choose to run for Congress again, how would you handle the blacklisting of conservative or libertarian companies and of social media sites that are banning people along with financial institutions because of their political beliefs?"
Well, this is one of the biggest challenges and something that the Democrats are never going to take up because they're in bed with these tech companies.
Yep.
So this is the problem for the next 2 years. We're stuck. That's why it's so important that in 2022 we take back the House and the Senate, because then we can actually implement changes to these tech companies so that people aren't terrified of what these companies can do.
We got to start it this year, though, at the local level, the county, the city, the state levels, this election this year. We got to start it right now, right here, today.
Well, that's what Ron DeSantis is doing, and he's been leading the charge on this. Back in early February, I believe it was February 2nd, he introduced the legislation working with the legislature on fining these companies if they basically choose one candidate over another, if they give what is known as an in-kind contribution by bolstering them on their platforms or censoring a candidate they don't like. They would be charged, I believe it was $10,000 a day until they reinstated those candidates. So you're right. The states and localities need to be doing that. And I've even seen where some cable networks throughout the country have just eliminated carrying certain networks, which is a great start.
Yeah. Now, the other thing is, before we run out of time, you're going to be appearing March 11th at 6:30 p.m. That's with the Wesley Chapel Republican Club at Myrtle Lake Baptist Church in Land O'Lakes, so people can come out and see you and listen to your talk. You're going to be giving quite an extensive talk there that night, too.
That's right. We're going to be talking about how we can win in 2022.
Yep.
And we can't keep letting Democrats just derail us on everything.
No, not at all. And no more money for rhinos, either.
That's what Trump said.
Yep. Save America, the PAC. Save America at DonaldJTrump.com. Save America PAC. Send your money over there instead of sending it to a bunch of rhinos. So there you go. All right. Well, we've run out of time. Again, you have a website, Amanda Mackey, MAKKI.com. Is that correct?
As well as Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. So I post a lot of my interviews there. My latest interview was Saturday on MSNBC talking about this pork-laden $1.9 trillion blue state bailout. So that only 9 to 10% goes to actual targeted COVID relief. 90% is basically pork for states like California and New York. And if you watch, they cut me off when I say California and New York couldn't handle their affairs. So now American taxpayers are on the hook.
Right. Okay, well, we will talk to you soon, and if you want, I think we'll be back on Thursday. Are you coming back Thursday?
I'll be back Thursday.
Thank you. We'll have a lot to talk about. All right, thank you very much, Amanda.
Bye-bye.
All right, take care. That's Amanda Mackey, and she knows her stuff. That's all I can tell you. And, you know, the media companies and all that, and Eric, I know what you're talking about as far as what all that's all about, and unfortunately, we've allowed it to happen to ourselves because this Article 230 that they wanted to put in that the Donald Trump wanted to get in there against these tech companies, well, they didn't get a chance to do it now, did they? Unfortunately. By the way, what a night. What a night we've had tonight. What a night. I mean, it's just been one thing after another, after another, after another, all night long. It's been a busy night. We've had a lot of great things that we've talked about tonight. Had a couple of first-time callers early on in the show, and we appreciate that, and we appreciate everybody that keeps telling their friends, and the podcast numbers are way up, and more people are listening each night. We had the new affiliate that came on board on Monday. And we really appreciate what's going on. And thanks very much, Eric, and you take care. And George, everybody in the chat room, we appreciate everybody that's in there and all the great comments that you've made in there tonight. Because, again, the Captain's Group on Facebook, all you got to do is go to the Captain's Group. Go in there where it says groups and put in there the Captain's Group. And that's me. That's my group. Get in there, get in the chat room, and get going. Like Chris and Tammy and Patrick and Sony and Bill and Lynn and Bill, another Bill, and Sam the paper man, and Amanda was in there, and I know earlier LJ was in there, and Denise was in there, Kyle was in there earlier when he was around. So, you know, you can communicate with us right there and talk to all the people in there because they have running conversations going on in there while we're on the radio talking about what it is we're talking about. So there you go. But in the meantime, I hear the music coming up in my ear. That means it's time to go. Probably today, there's going to be a vote later in the day on the COVID stimulus bill. If not, it'll be tomorrow, but it'll be well publicized when it happens, and they'll make a big deal out of it in the White House. So I'll be back tonight, 2 a.m. In the meantime, stay warm, stay safe wherever you're at, and we'll see you on the radio, 2 a.m.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.